हरे रामा हरे रामा
Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. Today I have a question for you. How can you realistically attain Krishna? I know it's a big question. The same question was asked to Vamsidas Babaji, a renowned saint who worshipped with pure love his deities and talked to them and was always remembering their pastime. Once a man came to him, he gave a gift of vegetable and then asked, how can I obtain God? Bhaktisiddhas looked at him, but he didn't really see him. He saw his Krishna everywhere, so he couldn't answer. The second day, the same man came. He again gave a gift and again repeated the question. And again, Vamsidas, who was so much immersed in his transcendental darshan of Krishna, was not able to perceive him. Then came the third day. This time, Vamsidas Baba looked at the man and said, "Did you have a question?" "Yes," said the man. "How can I obtain God?" Vamsidas went deep inside, and after a moment he answered with one single word. He said, "Cry." Crying in great desire is really a way in which we can focus all our emotions and thoughts, and that's necessary. Our desire, our love, which is so much diverted and distracted, has to become like a ray of light that goes directly to its goal. It does not make circles, it does not circumvent, it doesn't take this or that in account. The ray of light is singly focused. This type has to be learned. Ask yourself a question: where can my soul find rest? What is the shelter that when I have obtained it, I do not require any other fulfillments of any other needs? Ask yourself such questions that will bring your attention to Krishna. In the eternal world, we have an example of single-minded focus. It is Mother Yashoda. There is a prayer to her, "May Sri Yashoda, the Queen of Braja, protect me. From her breasts comes an unbroken stream of milk out of her motherly love. And she tries to protect him. Even when she sees only a mere sweat drop, she feels, I must protect him from overexertion." Mother Yashoda's attachment to Krishna is compared by Raghunath Das Goswami with the attachment of a cow to her newly born calf. She always looks, where is my calf? I want to take care of my calf and lick him and whatever cows do with their calves. This becomes especially visible in Mother Yashoda in the evening time. In great anxiety, she walks out of her house onto the courtyard and then back. She looks for Krishna. I think you know when you look very much for something, for the key, for instance, for your car or so on, you will multiple times go to the same place and then away and back to another place and then return. In the same way, Mother Yashoda walks quickly out of her house and into her house. Her face is dried up from different worries about her son's delay in returning home. Then suddenly she saw her beloved boy. At that time her eyes emitted a Yamuna stream of tears and her breasts a Ganga stream of milk. This is single-minded focus. This is the best example for Krishna conscious meditation. And I would like to say, while anxiety and such great upset feelings in the heart is something we really don't want in this world, when it is directed on Krishna, it will pull us away from our false concept of who we are and pull us directly into the closeness of Krishna. Thank you so much, and see you for next Kartik Inspiration.